Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Halacha, we're up to Simen Yud, Sif Vav. And we're talking about the halachas of Tefillin. And here's an interesting one, which is that there are not allowed to be a chatzitza between the Tefillin, between the Tefillin itself and your skin. So on an arm, you can't have a sleeve in between or any other kind of chatzitza. And on the head, not only can't you have something, let's say a bandage or whatever, that's sitting in between the tefillin and the head, but also if the hair is too long, that may be considered already a chatzitza. Lo yehei davar chaitzis bein tefillin lebsarei, there should be nothing that is making an interruption or interference between the tefillin and his skin. Lo yishna shalyad, no difference about the shalyad, that there shouldn't be anything in between. Like we said, for example, a sleeve, loish no shel roish, and no difference if it's the one that's on the head. Usaritz ksaris loy having chatzitza, short hairs. You have to consult your local rabbi as to what's considered long and short, not considered a chatzitza. Shadaka mekach, because that's the usual. I mean, it's impossible not to have something it's normal to have something on a person's head. Those people that grow long, elaborate hair, what we call balaz, maybe a chup. Aside from the fact that it is considered horiness and gaiva, and it's an isser just to be going out in a way that is shachatz v'gaiva. Horiness and being a baal gaiva, ayin simin gimel sif beis. Yesh oid iser mishum hanochas tefillin. There's also an iser about having such long hair because of hanochas tefillin. Because putting on tefillin is going to be with a chatzitza. The kivin shegdolim harbe, because it's very big, having chatzitza. That's considered a chatzitza, right? So people like me that are bald, that don't have anything growing there, no chatzitza, no worry. However, even for bald people, there is a little bit of a worry because if somebody has a comb over, right, so he takes hair from this side, it puts it over to that side, that would for sure be, ask your local rabbi to be for sure, but it sounds to me like that would be a real chatzitza and should not be used during the time when someone is wearing their tefillin. Yasha Koyach, and have a great day.